When it's good, people flourish under it. When it's not, they suffer. How would you describe good leadership? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Here are three actions good leaders engage in that line up with Jesus' example of leadership. Good leaders build trust, bear pain, and bring hope. In the Bible book of Matthew, Jesus explained, "You know how the kings of the nations show their power to the people. Important leaders use their power over the people. It must not be that way with you. But whoever wants to be great among you, let him care for you. Whoever wants to be first among you, let him be your servant. For I came not to be cared for, I came to care for others." What do these traits look like in action? Katerina builds trust with her staff by having quarterly feedback meetings, inviting all team members to share ways she can improve and the group can evolve. Everyone knows that she takes their feedback seriously. Alonzo bears the pain of leading his church by taking the time to mourn with those who are grieving. His days are full of hospital visits and counseling those in crisis. Alonzo doesn't want those struggling to feel alone. Despite living in an impoverished area fraught with gun violence, Paulina brings hope to her neighborhood by running a community garden. She refuses to move out despite being able to afford it. Instead, she looks for ways to help families, support children, and inspire hope in a region that feels hopeless. All of us lead somewhere in our lives. How can you build trust, bear pain, and bring hope in your leadership? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.